Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Hooray, hooray, another day. A chance to excel in every way. Another week has started, Alan. Good morning.
Well, you're right. And it started with a little bit of sad news. The legendary lobbyist who you and I knew so well, Lester Schulklapper, has passed.
No.
Yeah, complications from Alzheimer's and pneumonia. One of the great guys in the history of lobbying in New York State. He and I didn't agree on much. He was the voice of so many specific interests in the state. The banks, the real estate industry, big time, you name it, he was there. And he was just a wonderful, giving man. He would come to my classes, and you knew this all too well, David,
yeah,
when you were there. And the first thing he would say is, don't listen to a thing he says, meaning me. You know, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And then we would be off to the races, and we would have a great exchange. And when people wanted a matter, as they say in Albany, handled for them, there was only one real great voice to go to, and that was Lester for a long time. I used to call him Lester the Lion, and we had a great time of it, and he'll be missed.
Also, isn't it a representation of a guy like Lester Schulklapper to come into the class, talk to you, not agree on much, as you pointed out? There's something lacking in our politics today. Compromise, discussion.
Yes, he really was a psychologist in every sense of the word. He played his role well. He was a character. But he knew that people would go that extra mile for him if there was a decent rapport between them. And I think you make a very good point, David, and we have lost a great deal of that now. That's why, for example, Donald Trump won't go to the correspondents' dinner in Washington. Now, I'm not a big fan of those dinners, I'll tell you right now, but he's not going to go, and he's not going to pretend that he liked the reporters, because he doesn't.
Now to New York State and the budget, which did not get done over the weekend. New York Governor Cuomo now calling for a temporary 2-month extension to avoid a government shutdown after he and lawmakers failed to agree. And one of the major issues is raising the age of criminal responsibility in New York to 18, and that has seemed to stymie them in their agreement. And certainly, since the governor has taken office, this is the latest budget he's had.
David, let's start with the criminal issue. There is no question that this is one of the big things that is separating the Republicans and the Democrats in New York State. The Assembly wants it. New York is one of the only two states in the country that treats 16-year-olds as adults. And let me be very clear on this. A bullet from a 16-year-old can kill you just as much as somebody else can. However, 16-year-olds are still children, vicious children sometimes, but there should be separate apparatus for handling their cases. But when they're handled, they should be handled fairly, and people should be held responsible. I can't even imagine the pain that so many people go through after one of their loved ones is killed. And they have to know that in this society in New York, criminals will be held responsible for the damage they do, even if they're children. But should there be a separate court apparatus for that? Yes.
Well, you mentioned the word court. Let's go there. Supreme Court and the nomination, Neil Gorsuch, this week continuing. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he expects the confirmation vote to happen on Friday. Meantime, Chuck Schumer, the minority leader, says he won't get the 60 votes.
Well, Chuck Schumer is aware of how angry his Democratic conference is about the fact that Merrick Garland was denied a hearing. They wouldn't even bring up the vote. And the reason they didn't bring up the vote, of course, was that there were Republicans who were going to vote for him. No question. Now, the same hypocrites are yelling, up or down, give him a vote, up or down, give him a vote. Come on now, you can't have it both ways. It was disgusting when they did that to Garland. I understand exactly the kind of thing that the Democrats are believing here. You can't continue to take shots and not give one back every once in a while, because then the other guys on the other side think you're a bunch of simpletons.
From the New York Times, disclosures show Trump's staff mixed politics and paydays. Cash has flooded Washington from a variety of groups. Even the anti-establishment activists and operatives who sided with President Trump have been enriched.
Well, we've never seen anything like that. The Trumps are making money. The people around them are making money. Donald Trump is, you know, of the age now where he has so much, it makes no sense that he's skirting the line, which is exactly what he's doing here. He's the president, he gets away with stuff. And I think previous presidents would have been very afraid to do anything like this because of what public opinion would be. So again, it's very discouraging.